Jason Beck covers the Tigers for MLB.com. You can follow him on Twitter at BeckJason. Jason Beck joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Jason, thanks so much for doing this. Why Jordan Zimmermann? Why was he the guy the Tigers targeted?
Well, really, from the outset of the offseason, Al Avila, the first-year GM, was pretty clear about, you know, they weren't going to be in on Price or Greinke, but they were going to be targeting guys in that next tier, you know, guys of Zimmermann, you know, Samardzija was a guy they had discussed. I think there were maybe a couple other guys. I think Johnny Cueto was a guy who would come up at some point. What drew them to Zimmermann was, first of all, the consistency and, you know, being able to deliver. I think he averaged about 195 innings a year over his four full years since coming back from Tommy John. And also the fact that it wouldn't take a hugely lengthy deal to get something done. And now, granted, 5 years is a long deal. I can still remember a time when you wouldn't even consider signing a free agent pitcher for more than three or four seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But in this market where you're looking at a 5-year deal compared to, you know, maybe 7 years for the top top guys, I think, or even 6 years, if you believe the rumors on the deal that Johnny Cueto turned down from the Diamondbacks, I think Zimmermann's deal looks a little bit more reasonable. And really, for what they were looking for, not necessarily an ace, but a frontline starter that they could fit in between Verlander and Sanchez in the rotation, you know, they liked what he brought.
One of the concerns I think a lot of teams had, we know they had this concern. I mean, general managers have said this with Jordan Zimmermann, was the fact that he's 4 or 5 years removed from Tommy John surgery. This contract, the final year of the contract, will be 10 years after Tommy John surgery. And in some ways, if I'm not mistaken, Jason, it's the longest contract given or signed by a post-Tommy John pitcher. Longest free agent contract anyhow. But, you know, I look at the Tigers, and I know that they've had success with Anibal Sanchez, who is another guy who, you know, the injury situation needed to be monitored. What's your sense in how the Tigers viewed the risk and reward of Jordan Zimmermann?
Well, it's an interesting question, and it's something that I'm hoping to get a little bit more clarity on once everything becomes official and you start hearing comments, you know, on the record from some of the newsmakers. But you know, it's interesting, especially when you consider how much has been made of the Tigers building up their analytics department and really looking into the metrics on some of these issues, really in a lot of their off-season dealings. It's already played a role. Now, have they been doing a whole lot on the medical metrics, I guess is what you would call it? I don't know. I have to imagine they had to do something along those lines. But that said, this is a franchise that's taken chances on injured guys before. You know, Anibal Sanchez obviously was one. He got a 5-year deal as well when he was a free agent after the 2012 season.
Right.
So in terms of the length, this kind of matches it, although the dollars obviously are way more in this case. But even going further back, you can pin part of the franchise renaissance on taking chances on injured guys. So Ivan Rodriguez was somebody who had huge concerns about his back before he signed with the Tigers after 2003. And then a couple of years later, they signed Magdo Ordóñez to that pretty heavy 5-year deal coming off experimental knee surgery where he had to go to Europe to get it operated on. In those cases, they were able to get creative with the contracts that would limit the Tigers' liability if there was a re-injury really early in the deal. Like, I think with Maglio, they could have opted out of that after 1 year if he spent enough time on the DL specifically with a back injury. And I think it even might have been something like that with Prince Fielder's deal too. But this is a different era, and it's an era where if you believe in the numbers, then you know it had to be a consideration.
My understanding, too, is that Jordan Zimmerman is from Wisconsin, correct?
Correct. So, he still makes his offseason home there.
Right. So, I mean, I don't pretend to know the geography of the area or anything, but did that have a role in his signing with the Tigers, do you think?
I think it did. You know, there was a lot of buzz going into the offseason that if he could, he'd like to stay pretty close to home for a change after spending his entire career in D.C., it's not exactly right next door, and the Cubs obviously would have been closer. But considering you can get from Detroit to Milwaukee in about an hour-long flight, give or take a few minutes, you know, it's pretty close, especially for the money. It was probably as close as he was going to get. So, you know, my impression was, yeah, I think that played a role. Even with the – it was bigger to do that than – that outweighed the challenge of changing leagues and going to a league where he doesn't necessarily know a ton of the hitters.
The other thing too for him is spring training won't be much of a change. He'll be going from Vieira to Tiger Town. He might even be able to have the same spring training accommodations.
Well, it's a little further apart. They're on opposite sides of Orlando. Mm-hmm. I think it's about an hour and a half drive. So he'll probably, you know, he might be able to, depending on which part of town he was on.
Right.
But my guess is he might stay a little bit closer, but at least he stays in Florida. Mm-hmm. So he certainly knows the surroundings there.